Sarah.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah, great, Sarah. Tell us your amazing story.
Well, only a couple of years ago, my elderly mother decided to come clean and tell me that my father wasn't my actual father.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I've been asking her for years about that, but anyway, she finally admitted it, and I was talking to the girls at work and telling them the story about how she told me, and recounting the episode. And one of my girlfriends, who I've worked with for 20 years, we worked out that my father was
biological
in fact her
father.
Uncle. My biological father was in fact her uncle, and she'd been playing at their house over the years as a girl.
Oh, hang on. Your friend of 20 years, you've worked with her every day, and you are basically cousins.
We are. I said, oh, my God, we'll have to do Christmases together. So my half-sister was her auntie.
I don't need any discussion.
What a story, Sarah. Whoa.
Was that a deathbed confession?
I think because my biological father had just died, she decided to tell me so I couldn't chase it all up.
There's a lot to it. Yeah.
Sarah, there is so much to that.
Wow.
What a great... Yeah, that's a book in that, or a movie.
I know.
With Ryan
Everyone
Gosling.
Everyone keeps telling me to write a book. I think I'm going to.
Why does Ryan Gosling have to be in it?
I can just imagine he would have been Sarah's biological
father. Which one
father.
Is he?
The father who passed away.
Yeah, who passed away.
Thank you, Sarah. That's extraordinary.
Who's going to be who's going to be your actual...
Let's go old school notebook. Rachel McAdams. There we go.
Oh, bang, I'm in.
Them back together for that story.
Thank you,
Sarah. I love that.
Sarah,
thank you. Great, amazing story. Chloe in Frankston. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe, we've had some great stories so far. Please share your amazing story.
Okay, so my husband and I were at his grandparents' house and he got a bad cramp, so he just grabbed a salt shaker and tipped out a bit of what he thought was salt and licked it up. And then someone actually told us that the salt was the ashes of his dead uncle.
No!
That's amazing, man. Yes, it's
amazing. Or really unfortunate. Like, that's really,
really
unfortunate.
Thank you, Chloe.
Chloe.
Amazing.
Got you.
Did it look like pepper a bit?
Because
it wouldn't be white.
It wasn't salt looking at all.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Yeah.
Do they call him salt
and pepper? I didn't know
you
got salt and pepper to help with a cramp. Is that what happens?
You have salt. Yeah, because
is that your take out of all this?
Yeah. I've got a cramp. Salt. I'm not running for salt and
chicken. Yeah, you have salt.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much, Chloe. That was definitely amazing.
I just scream a lot.
It's the Fox.